Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today. We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. If you have a Bible in hand, that is ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David, who writes many of the Psalms, writes this one, a very well-known Psalm. And he says in verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. We're all under the sky. We're all submitted to it. We're all inserted in a place under the heavens. The heavens often talk about the skies above us, even into space, the universe. And David is saying here, everything above us is declaring the glory of God. Creation actually is speaking in many ways. God designed it that way. Romans chapter 1 tells us that. Psalm 19 here tells us that. Other places we understand that God even created things to reveal, to speak. Here David says to declare the glory of God, to proclaim the work of his hands. There's not a person who has ever been born who has not been submitted to the skies. And these skies are declaring the glory of God. And they're proclaiming the work of his hands. The warmth of the sun coming through the skies, the days and nights changing, the moon and the stars suspended in space, the clouds being moved around the world through a wind, through evaporating water from the ground, taking it up into the sky, gathering together in clouds and being blown around the world. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. For a moment, why don't you say, God, you are glorious. You are more beautiful. You are better. You are stronger. You are wiser. I see the skies and I see your glory. The end of verse 1, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. This is a place to acknowledge, God, I confess, I believe, I acknowledge that you are the one who did this. You suspended us in space, spinning us on our axis, tilting us at just the right angles, revolving us in this universe around the sun. These are the things that you have done. We can predict with accuracy to the minute when an eclipse will happen years from now. God, you have done this. This is your work. This is how you work. You work with precision and creativity and beauty and power that we cannot replicate. We are in awe of the way that you work. Maybe today you would say, God, help me. I want to. I choose to. I will give you more glory just from seeing your skies and seeing your stars and seeing space and seeing clouds. I will give you more glory. I want to daily, since I'm submitted to these skies, I want to daily let them cause me to praise you and give you glory. And then we could pray, God, help me remember. I want to remember. I choose to remember through your skies the way that you work. You can do things that no one else could do. We could never replicate your work, what you've done, putting planets in space, the way the constellations move around. Your work is incredible. Help me trust that you are still alive and you are still working. You, the creator of all things, you're still doing your work with as much power and as much knowledge and as much precision. Help me trust and submit to the sovereignty of God. Let's pray this verse together now. God, we declare what the heavens are declaring, that you are glorious, that you are bigger, better, more beautiful, beyond, before anything else. You are whatever word we can use to analogize or build upon glory, that is who you are. And your heavens tell us that. The skies even talk about the way that you work. And we know that you are the creator, that you're still alive, and that you're still working. And I pray that we would be people who give you glory every day, give you honor and praise you when we look at your skies. And we would remember that you are still working with precision and power for us personally. This is our prayer. We pray it, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with Seven. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope this Start with Seven is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.